Contemplation of Avalokiteshvara. The Buddha said to Ananda and Videhi, "After you have seen Amitayus clearly and distinctly, next visualize the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara. His height is 80 kotis of nayutas of yohanas, multiplied by the number of the sands of the Ganges. His body is the color of purple gold. And on the top of his head is a mound, surrounded by an aureole. With a radius of 100,000 yohanas, in which there are 500 transformed Buddhas. Each transformed Buddha resembles Shakyamuni and is attended by 500 transformed bodhisattvas and innumerable devas. In the light emanating from his entire body are seen the sentient beings of the five realms of samsara in all their distinct physical forms. On his head, he wears a heavenly crown made of chakra abalagna mani gems, on which stands a transformed Buddha, Amitayus, measuring 25 yohanas in height. The face of the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara is the color of gold from the Jambu River. While the tuft of hair between his eyebrows has the colors of the seven jewels. And from it issue forth 84,000 different rays of light. In each of these rays dwell innumerable and uncountable hundreds of thousands of transformed Buddhas, each attended by countless transformed bodhisattvas, all of whom manifest in various forms at will, filling completely the worlds of the ten quarters. Avalokiteshvara's arms are the color of red lotus flowers. They emit 80 kotis of exquisite rays of light in the shape of ornaments, in which are reflected all the glorious objects of that land. The palms of his hand are the color of 500 kotis of various lotus flowers. Each of his 10 fingertips bears 84,000 signs, like impressed patterns, each with 84,000 colors. Each color, in turn, emits 84,000 delicate rays of light, illuminating all beings. With his jeweled hands, he welcomes and guides sentient beings. When he lifts one of his feet, the mark of a 1,000-spoked wheel on its sole spontaneously changes into a pedestal, which emits 500 kotis of light rays. When he puts his foot down, flowers made of diamond and mani gems are scattered everywhere. All the other physical characteristics and marks which he fully possesses are the same as the Buddha's. Except for the mound on his head and the uppermost invisible part, which are not equal to those of the World Honored One. This is the visualization of the true physical features of the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara and is known as the 10th contemplation. Then the Buddha said to Ananda, "Those who wish to see the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara should follow the method of contemplation just mentioned. Those who practice this contemplation will not encounter any misfortune, but will be freed from karmic hindrances and rid of the evil karma which they have committed during innumerable kalpas of samsara. If you only hear the name of this bodhisattva, you will obtain a measurable merit. And so, how much more merit will you acquire if you clearly visualize him? Those who wish to see the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara should first envision the mound on his head, and next his heavenly crown, Then they should visualize the other physical characteristics in order, as clearly as if they were looking at something in the palm of the hand. To practice in this way is called the correct contemplation, and to practice otherwise is incorrect.